Cleaning up the mess. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Yesterday, we told you all about the devastation due to collapsed roofs in so many counties across Idaho due to overbearing snow loads. Many of the buildings were agricultural, and the contents, such as onions, were totally ruined. But there were other buildings, too, and the insides were devastated, meaning all of that debris and ruined materials have to be moved somewhere. Idaho Department of Environmental Quality Administrator Aaron Sheff.
Obviously, through our agency, our mission is to protect public health and the environment, and we have sets of rules that we have to operate under in order to do that. One of our concerns is to ensure that the waste that's been generated through this unprecedented event is appropriately handled, and the ideal handling is to get it to a centralized facility where we can segregate various waste streams and handle them appropriately. So we are trying to be as flexible as we can within the limits of the rules that we have to operate under, but we absolutely understand that we are dealing with an unprecedented situation here in the three counties.
With the disposal of hundreds of buildings with all kinds of landfill hazards included in the massive amount of debris, all headed to one regional landfill, the task becomes daunting. Clay Peak Landfill in Payette County is where all the salvaged garbage from cave-ins is headed. And at this point, who knows what the timetable actually is?
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.